Welcome, WGXC listeners. This is Live by Life in the studio. We have our regular hosts, myself, Kelly, Rachel, Matthew, and Michael. We are here with a very special guest, Jody Brooks. She's the artistic director of Camp Hill Hudson and the director of the theater troupe, Camp Hill Hudson Players. Originally from England, Jody studied theater at the university there, then came to America in 2010 to Columbia County, working for Camp Hill, and has been there ever since. Jody's directing the original production called Forgetful Divas with the Players. And there is a show at Hudson Hall on Friday, April 12th at 7 p.m. Welcome, Jody.
Thank you. Hi.
Welcome. Nice to see you here. Hello, Jody. Our director. And we have everybody here in the studio to chat with you about your love of theater and, of course, this new project. So we want to ask some questions, and I don't know who has the first question. Might be you, Kelly.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Hi, Jody. This is Kelly. Where were you born, and what was life like there?
I was born in Canterbury in England, which is a beautiful old city which boasts a beautiful cathedral there. And I loved growing up there. I went to a Waldorf school there, and I did a lot of theatre, a lot of drama. I was involved in a lot of plays in the Waldorf school because that's a strong component of being in a Waldorf school.
Yeah, and it was a beautiful countryside setting in the south of England. For those that don't know, England is.
It was, yeah. The school was nestled in a valley on the outskirts of Canterbury, and it was a very idyllic, beautiful school to go to. And I definitely appreciate the time that I was there, and the teachers that I that taught me, and the friendships that I made. And I really appreciate my parents for giving me that upbringing.
Okay, shall we, Rachel?
Yes. How did you get into theater, and what do you love about theater?
Yeah, I got into theater at a very early age. There was a theater company, called the Arden Theater. So already at the age of about five, I used to go to a weekly drama group on Saturday mornings. And I loved it, and I did that every Saturday until I was about 12. And also at the same time, I was involved, like I said, with many different productions in my Waldorf education, in my Waldorf school. And so that really was the place where my love of theater was born. And then I took drama. I took two different degrees. I took drama for my first degree, performance art, and then I followed that up later with a second degree and master's with community art, community theatre. And I think what I love so much about theatre is, A, when theatre is contemporary and it's refreshing and it's new and it's tantalizing and it's, you're on the edge of your seat. And also because the way that I create drama with an ensemble, with people, with a group of people, it's really enabling them, each member of the group, to shine in the best way that they can, and that for me is really enjoyable.
Which is kind of the staple mate of our original productions. Maybe just one there. You were talking about, you know, original theater. There was this one person show you saw recently that really inspired you. I'm blanking out on the name. It is an English actor.
Well, there's these amazing.
Played all the parts.
That one spoke to me because I think you would really benefit from that because
I probably would.
Up your alley, you're able to impersonate many different characters. But yeah, that's right. So as soon as you mentioned that, I've just lit up because the National Theatre in London broadcast their productions either to cinema venues across the world, or you can watch it at home. And just recently I've been really inspired by the work of Jamie Lloyd, who is a director who takes plays and puts a complete new adaptation and spin on a original work, piece of work. So, for example, The Seagull by Anton Chekhov, which was originally, you know, written in 1895, he recently adapted and made it into the most bare bones yet refreshing piece of contemporary theater. So that is really inspiring to me.
That gets into Matt's question here.
Hi, Jody. What is the style and theme of the Petitions?
Of the what? Sorry?
Productions.
Productions. Productions. The productions that we create?
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
They are original pieces. There is a theme that is the overarching theme for each production. And then we get together as an ensemble and we play around with ideas and workshop the concept. And one of the styles of work that I really focus on is comedy. So we have a lot of fun and a lot of like improvised work come out of those sessions. So what was the question again? Sorry.
The style, the theme, you know, if you could even say, what are your influences that sort of then bring your own style, which is kind of a question I have. What inspires you? You just named something. And so what is the theme of the original productions that the players produce?
So there's an original concept that comes, and then it's the idea that we work together and we co-create the piece. So we workshop an idea, and then I go back and I write down the good nuggets, the golden nuggets that were created in that workshop process. What's also essential to me, I think, is having a multimedia component, because I really enjoy including images that don't belong just inside the four walls of the theater, that take place outside on the street, or include the immediate location. So often, because we're based in Hudson, often much of the work that we produced has different imagery and landmark indications of where we are in the city of Hudson. So it's very immersive as well.
Yeah, like the last show that we produced last year, Happiness in the Spotlight, which we turned into a film, and you, Matthew, and others went on location throughout Hudson asking people what makes people happy, right? Up and down Warren, Matt, remember that?
I do. Yeah. A lot of people are very happy when I am happy. One of Camp Paranormal America saw me on TV.
Oh, and then, of course, there was the YouTube series Cooking with Friends, which featured Matthew, yes, and Jody. Basically wrote and produced and edited those 12 episodes for those that are interested on our Campbell Hudson YouTube page. We want to ask for the latest production. So, Kelly, you wanted to ask about that.
How did you come up with the name? How did you come up with the title of Forgetful? How did you come up with the title Forgetful Divas?
Good question. So, like I said, for each production, we bring a concept, an initial concept and a theme. And the initial theme that I wanted to work with this production was the idea of forgetting. Forgetfulness, forgetting, not only does it lend itself to like many comedic moments that you can have, because it's just funny, the concept of forgetting can be funny. Also, there's a deeper, more spiritual message that's embedded in the concept of forgetting that I won't go into right now. So definitely I wanted to have forgetfulness in there. And then again, by the nature of the collaborative workshop process, the divas of the ensemble were just making themselves very known. And it just seemed fitting.
Yes, let's make ourselves known, okay? If you're a diva, make some noise. Well, you got to have the right touch, Matt, to make it work. Do you want to say whose idea was it?
Whose idea was to call the Wit and Andy Show and also the Camera People?
So for the listeners, there within this original Forgetful Divas show, there is the premise is a talk show or a TV talk show, which is called the Wit and Andy Show, which Matthew plays Wit. But there's going to be camera people on stage as well, meaning that they're actually part of the play. So, yeah, whose idea was it? How did you come up with that? Yeah.
So like I mentioned before, it's really important to me that there's a multimedia component to the work that we do, and it was from two reasons really. One from inspiration, and one from desperation, I would say.
Okay, well, a bell for desperation. Some are not going to applaud for that. Okay.
There was a lot of work that went into our last production, and it was a really successful play, so I'm really happy about that. But I did think at the end of the last production, Happiness in the Spotlight, how can it be a little less a little less intense towards the end of the creation of the productions? And I was like, aha, there could be a live film component. So it wouldn't be that we would need to pre-record a lot of film shoots and then edit for the production. We could actually just do it live on stage. So that was the piece that came out from the like desperation part of it. But then the other part is that whole style of working is extremely exciting to me and new and novel. And I've never worked like that, to be able to...
Cool.
Live record what we're doing on stage and then project it immediately. And because we are so fortunate to be able to perform in a fantastic theater such as Hudson Hall, they're able to facilitate the complexities of being able to interchange between pre-recorded footage projected on the screen and then reactionary live images that we'll record on the set.
We had that a little bit in the production Togetherness, which was 2 years ago, with me doing faces, doing imitations, faces, etc. Yeah, for those that have maybe just joined us in the middle, the Campbell Hudson Players have an original production on Friday, April 12th, 7 p.m. at Hudson Hall. And you can go to their website to reserve tickets. Matthew, what do you want to ask now? Oh, I see.
What are the costumes like in this production?
They're going to be beautiful. So really, we just thought of a color scheme. A color scheme which is essentially black, turquoise, lavender, and blue, and silver. We always like to feature a lot of glitter in our shows. We like a lot of sparkles and glitter. That's been the case.
Yeah, sparkles and glitter.
For a number of the productions. But also the inspiration began when thinking about the dance number that features in the show. So we're really excited for this production that we get to put on a Bollywood,
yeah,
authentic Bollywood dance number,
yeah,
with an actor from Bollywood in India, Bharat. And so the dancers all have a very specific, beautiful costume, and so the colors from those costumes we then kind of permeated then throughout everyone else's costumes. So it all looked very, it all looked beautiful. Everyone's going to look beautiful and very stylized.
Yeah. It's a quite a diverse cast. Do you want to say more about who else is in it? So Bharat is at Triform Camp Hill. And will lead the Bollywood dance, but there are others also from other places.
Yeah, this year it's really aligned with our mission of of being Camp Hill Hudson in the center of Hudson in the urban community. You know, our mission is to build relationships with the wider community, to serve the wider community, and to play, and with you know, to play with the wider community too. And in this production, we're really doing all of that. So again, we will be collaborating with Operation Unite, Elena Mosley, a big leader in our community, will actually be performing in this show. Beautiful Racket, another nonprofit, amazing youth organization, will also be joining us. And these are young aspiring kids who are going to be dancing in the Bollywood. We also have a professional actor. We have a professional musician, as well as all of the different artists, of course, in our Camp Hudson players. So this production is really quite big.
Yeah, and Ify Teo.
Ify Teo, local artist, local poet, and it's been really beautiful to be able to collaborate with her on what she wanted to say, and for her, for me and her to like work together on her script and turn her thoughts into a poetry format. And she was really happy to, because she has never worked with a theater director in this same way with her own work. I mean, she has a whole plethora of amazing work in terms of poetry and paintings and art, and a mural, which is currently in Prison Alley in Hudson.
Behind Nolita's. Let's have Rachel, do you want to ask your question?
Yes. Tell us about the photo of the poster for Forgetful Divas.
Yeah, this poster is pretty cool. It looks like a movie poster, and I really look forward to seeing it up in the window in Hudson Hall. We were able to capture and bring to this poster many of the divas who perform in our show. So really, it shows all of the divas vying for attention and looking really dramatic and cool. So it's a fun poster.
Yes. You want to say anything about that?
I hope I was get to see it.
You will. I can show you today. You're in it.
Yeah. You have it?
I'll show you later.
Yeah. There's the one poster that we had to get a quick photo shoot that's on Hudson Hall website, but now there's an additional one with more than...
I would like to see it.
You're in it. Everyone's looking like a diva. You're looking like a diva.
Divas poster.
I know, but I want to see how it really looks like.
Okay.
I hope I am handsome fat picture of Forgiven Divas.
Definitely. Yeah.
Why you always do, Matthew?
You we're off duty. You don't need to be in character right now, Matthew, but okay.
I was just trying to make a comment.
Yes. We're on the spot. Speaking of being on the spot, is Sean McDonald. Shall we hear from you?
Speak about the community aspect of Camp Hill and how that affects your work.
Speak of the community of Camp Hill, so Camp Hill Hudson and Camp Hill Hudson's mission in the city of Hudson.
Well, I mean, in the theater work that we do, how does, I mean, it's kind of reemphasizing what you said before about Operation Unite and Beautiful Racket and Ify, you know, and how that affects your work. I mean, I guess maybe what drives you to want to go in that direction?
I think it's the more relationships we can build with different communities and different people from different cultures and ethnicity, and it crosses boundaries. And when you come together in the creative process, everyone is seeing each other in an equal light. And I think it's just a really great relationship building process.
Yeah. is this it's my turn here. Yeah, what what would you, Jody, what would you want the public to know about this play and our community in general? So you can reemphasize maybe things you've already said.
What I love about this play is, yeah, not only are we able to, we have the great fortune of performing in Hudson Hall, being able to collaborate with all these different artists and these different groups in the city of Hudson. And also in this play, it really represents the Campbell Hudson players and the great work that we've been doing. And it, I think this play maybe is, maybe dare I say, the next level up from work that we've been produced before. And also it's a representation of more than even just the players. So, for example, there are co-workers who wouldn't normally be part of this creative process who will be on stage. So it's really representing who we are up on the stage. So I'm excited about that. It's going to be a lot of people. It's going to be really busy and really fun.
just a wee bit busy.
It's going to be a lot of people on stage. If I think back to Portraits of Us when we were like 8 people, I think, maybe in total in the cast. That was our original production.
2017, 18.
2018.
Might have been 18, yeah.
We are now going to be about 30 people. Of all going from the age of 6 to 82. So with all different wonderful talents that people are going to bring to the show.
Yeah, and I told you this, Jody, I think this, I mean, all of the plays, all the original plays that we've put on are amazing, but this one to me, I don't know. It's like reaching a peak. It's I don't want to say the best, but yeah, there's depth there. It's a different kind of depth, but I think it's going to be one of the best shows ever. Yeah. That's my take on it. Sean McDonald, you wanted to ask one more question.
What's your favorite play and or film?
I might need to choose two, but one is called The Brief Encounter, which was a film. But then I also saw a theater production of that in London back in, I don't know, 2007 or something like that, and it was mesmerizing to me how they played with using multimedia and breaking the fourth wall and including the audience in this adaptation of this like very classic film. So again, that speaks to my passion for refreshing and renewing fantastic work, but in a very palpable, accessible way to a 2024 audience.
A Brief Encounter. Okay. I need to go see that now. But you also, maybe, you know, you kind of mentioned your influences, but like, you know, you and I kind of have the same kind of slightly zany, off-the-wall humor with some poignancy within that. But you know, you've turned me on to films, mostly British, like With Nail and I. I haven't watched every AbFab episode, but AbFab and the British TV comedy series, The Young Ones, which I love. But yeah, what are your influences in that way beyond this, The Brief Encounter? Yeah, that affect you, that inspire your writing style.
Well, I do really like Wes Anderson. His style is very stylized, and I use that word a lot. I have a friend who's like, what does that even mean? But I seem to know what that word means, stylized. And so, yeah, Wes Anderson, for example, a lot of the imagery in his films is like it's frozen. Yeah. It's like a photograph, like and it's just like an image. And we employ that tool method in much of our work because it's just a snapshot moment in time. It's also really quite a simple way for everyone to look very crisp and cool. So Wes Anderson for sure is an influence. And yeah, that's right. So wacky, nonsensical comedy, Monty Python. I mean, I will say that there are definitely some influences from Anchorman in this show with Will Ferrell.
Anchorman?
Anchorman, like the movie. You know, there's Anchorman 1, there's Anchorman 2.
Yeah.
And it's just like off the wall kind of silly
for
humor.
This particular production?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
As I get a snapshot of you and Sean McDonald here in the studio. Oh, sweet. You mentioned that, the Anchorman. So there's the American aspect and then the British aspect fusing together.
Mm-hmm.
So does anybody want to ask any other questions? I feel it's complete.
It is complete.
Oh, Matthew?
How long this play going to be for Hudson Hall?
Well, yeah, I do think maybe we should talk a little bit about Hudson Hall. And so we'll have two performances. One will be a matinee performance. So that will be like an early performance on April 11th. And that will be to some youth. We're not entirely sure which year that was going to be at this point. And then also April 12th at 7 p.m. is a free performance. It's a community performance, and that is open to the public. And that will be one show. So if you want to come see us, there'll be one opportunity to come do it, and that's April 12th.
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Go to Hudson Hall's website and reserve your free ticket. Yeah, it will probably fill up fast. So, let's thank Jody for coming in. I wanted to cue up now the actual song that will be featured in the Bollywood dance, but I don't know the name of it here. Hold on a moment. Here's the song that's going to be featured in the play, yeah. Oh, yeah. Boom. Thank you for listening, WGXC listeners. Again, Friday, April 12th, 7 p.m., Hudson Hall to see the original Forgetful Divas.
Thank you for coming, Jody. We're looking forward to acting with you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jody.